number 26 of 36 on a three-quarter mile oval, banking up to 14 degrees. Front stretch is 1,290 feet, backstretch 860. Cup race is 400 laps or 300 miles. Stage 1 and 2 are both 100 laps each, and the final stage to the checkered flag is 200 laps. Last year's winner from the pole is also last week's encumbered winner, Denny Hamlin. Check out all the action Saturday night under the lights, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Austin Cindric is your Truck Series winner from this past weekend and gets himself into the playoffs, but he's also looking to bolster his resume because he's out of a job at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does a lot. I think between qualifying and the race, a big goal for this year was to try and get a win in the Truck Series. I mean, that win last weekend was without a doubt the biggest win of my career. It's on the highest stage I've ever been on, and cool thing to be able to pull it off, but I also don't think we can't do that for the rest of the year. I mean, we've had a lot of momentum midway through the summer, and I think Doug Randolph, my crew chief, and I have really started to understand each other, starting to click, and I'm starting to understand what it takes to set up a race car on the race weekend.
The final lap.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Welcome back in. It is 6:05 on the Friday before the Iowa-Iowa State game. The Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing on from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, and the 6 o'clock hour means it's the big hour. Brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement here in Iowa City. Steve Anderson and his crew do a tremendous job over there. We appreciate their sponsorship as Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com joins me for the final 60 minutes of the program tonight. It's not like we've got much to talk about tomorrow with Iowa State, any full slate of Big Ten games. But on top of all of that, Rob, we're going to bring in one of the greatest Hawkeye players of all time, at least from a receiving standpoint, Marvin McNutt, joining us on the program. Marvin, what's up? How you doing tonight?
How you all doing? I'm doing great.
We are doing fantastic. Are you as ready for Iowa-Iowa State tomorrow as we are?
Man, am I ready? I was ready for it after they beat Wyoming.
Marvin, you're from, you know, the St. Louis area. How long did it take you to get to realize what this rivalry meant, and kind of what are some of your memories from the rivalry?
I'm getting somebody else on the phone as well. Hello, can you guys hear me?
We can hear
you. Yeah, we can hear. We might have to get that addressed. I'm sorry about that.
Did you hear the question?
I was about to say. You know, it didn't take me very long at all. Once we got to this week, I remember my freshman year, it didn't take long to see how much this game meant to the other Iowans on the roster. So for me, it was nothing but, you know, putting on the pads and getting ready to gear up for my guys and learning about it. After that first year, I was no longer a St. Louis guy. I was an Iowan. So I knew what it was, and I knew what this rivalry meant to us and how we always wanted to make them feel like our little brother.
What's your favorite memory from this series, Marvin?
Beating Leonard Johnson, old DB from Iowa State on like a deep angle route, had similar to one easily caught last weekend versus Wyoming, and then taking it about almost 60 yards or so for to almost get into the end zone.
Well, I'll ask some more Iowa State questions in a minute, but just your first impressions of what you saw from Iowa last week against Wyoming?
I was really impressed. I thought that this team looked exactly where you want to be coming into your first game of the season with a new quarterback. with a couple good veterans in a couple key spots and running back and linebacker. I thought those seniors stepped up when they needed to, Wiley, Jewel, as they're supposed to in their senior season. As well as Nate Stanley, I thought he did a great job commanding the offense. I started a little slow, but, you know, got his rhythm. And I think we'll see a really mature, a huge growth from week one to week two from him. And then that D-line, I mean, they really excited me watching them. It reminded me a lot of the D-line I had when I was playing. Because when I was playing, I just got to watch the field and see how excited they are. And these guys are going after it.
Marvin McNutt joining us here on the show tonight. What can you do as a veteran receiver to help a young quarterback along like Nate Stanley?
You know, we had a big motto in our receiver room was always to make our quarterback look as good as he needs to. So when you make the tough catches, when you can make adjustments, maybe that he doesn't have to tell you about, and you know, you help him out in ways that he doesn't expect, you know, like and when he's not putting the ball in the right spot sometimes, you help him out by making something special happen. But in most all things, you know, I had a young quarterback here, James. I mean, he wasn't too young, but he was pretty new to it his whole year. And really just being there for him, having the confidence in him, you know, letting him know, hey, this is still your offense, you know, run it, but, you know, just continue to be you and have fun while you're out there.
That game over there in 2009, Marvin, was really the first time we got to see how good that team really was. Was that for you guys really when, you know, it sunk in, when you just rolled them in Ames that, hey, something special might be happening here? Because if Stanzi doesn't go down against Northwestern, who knows what would have happened?
Well, we know what would have happened. We would have been national champions. The other thing, though, is just, yes, it was. I mean, every game that we had that year up until, you know, later in the season, we was a pretty close game. We had a tough schedule, but we knew going into it that, you know, everybody else was going to count us out, and we feel like, you know, we had the tools needed to be one of the best in the nation or the best. So for us, it was nothing about thinking about it too much. You just got to keep taking it one game at a time. And after beating Iowa State, we were just hoping, you know, this was something that we could start as a tradition that they used to have. So for us, it was just fun to get out there and beat up on an in-state rival a few times during our series.
What's it like playing in Jack Trice Stadium wearing a Tiger Hawk on your helmet? What type of abuse do you take as a visiting player there?
Basically, I mean, you're sitting inside of enemy territory. I mean, if you could think about how it feels to be inside of, you know, captured almost in a sense where, you know, these fans are crazy. Everything that you stand for, they hate. So, you know, in a sense, besides the Iowa stuff after the game. But for the most part, these fans, man, they get crazy. It gets loud. That grass makes you feel like you're slower. And it's just a tough environment. Iowa State I think they're moving towards a good direction with the new coach they have. And the last week looked like they rolled over UNI. And I saw a few clips of the game and I'm excited to see what this game brings this weekend.
If you were talking to Iowa's defensive backs, Marvin, and you got two receivers that are like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", and Lazard and Butler, what do you do, or if somebody's guarding you and they're shorter, what can you do to kind of offset that?
Never stop. Be that bug that never goes away. They're going to catch some good balls. They're gonna do their job. They're seniors. They've been doing they're good receivers. They've been doing this for a long time. So, you know, in a sense of you may not win every battle, but, you know, every battle he should feel you hit your presence. Every battle he should know you're not going anywhere. You got to continue to get into his head and figure out what his favorite moves are. I mean, a lot of times, certain receivers have different ways they like to move or different plays they really like to run. How do you stop them from being consistent is the biggest thing.
When's the last time you talked with Coach Ferentz, Marvin?
I went down during an early practice of theirs this year in camp and talked to him briefly. And I think he's excited to where this program is heading. I think the addition of his son, bringing Coach O'Keefe back, a couple other key parts that they have, I think really are going to change this Iowa football program, bring it back to the way people want to see it.
Now that you're coaching, do you appreciate even more the coaching that you got at Iowa, and do you lean on those guys and kind of ask questions when you have them?
For sure, man. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, the coaches we have at Iowa are great coaches. I have so much more respect for them now coaching than ever before. I mean, Grayden, I already had a deep respect and love for Coach Ferentz and the rest of his staff, Coach Doyle. But honestly, it was one of those things that now as a coach you see that you can't make the plays for the guys. You have to allow them to do it and to put them in their best position to do it. So it's like, you know, I admire it, and I think that Coach Ferentz and his staff have done a great job ever since he's been here of creating a great environment for his players, a family atmosphere, learning football, and as well as, you know, putting pro talent out there.
Obviously not the greatest first season as a head coach. For those who are listening and may not be aware, you coached the Cedar Rapids Titans in the Indoor Football League, but what was the biggest lesson that you learned in your first year as head coach?
Like Coach Ferentz, start with your offensive line. In the NFL, it's a little different because, you know, we don't get guys out of high school expecting to play, you know, offensive line. Sometimes these guys, you know, right after they're done with thinking about NFL pro years, I mean, it doesn't take long to drop 30 to 20 pounds. So really just finding some good key pieces to your offensive line and really managing the game. You got to have, you know, guys that can make decisions and smart players out there that late in the game, they don't clam up or go anywhere. They love that part of the game, and they thrive in that era.
Marvin, I think when people think about you, that the Michigan State game always pops up. Do you talk about that? Do fans ask you about that a lot? And is that your favorite moment as a Hawkeye?
You know, for sure, I think you can't go past the Michigan State moment by any means. I've had a few, you know, of good moments there back with Coach Ferentz and his staff that I really enjoyed. I mean, yeah, Michigan State for sure by any means. If there was one play that I say would be memorable to most Hawkeye fans, for sure that would be one. I had a couple actually against them maybe in a few years span there that were pretty fun. A one-hander as well as, you know, in Purdue game I had a play where I remember bobbling the catch and getting hit and still taking it to the end zone. So I had a lot of fun plays, man. And like say, versus Iowa State, versus a lot of these teams, this is what you want to be remembered for. You want to make your mark. You want to let people know across the state who you are and why you go to Iowa, why you feel like you're the best.
Now, you came to Iowa as a quarterback. Do you ever stop and think maybe what would happen in an alternate universe where Marvin McNutt doesn't accept that position change?
Yeah, I have, man. You know, I was at – I mean, that was a crossroads for me. It was hard because, you know, Ricky Stanzi came out he proved himself the Sean Green's year, so it was going to be hard to, you know, kind of get into that role, obviously, if things happen. And yeah, for sure, me personally, obviously, you never think that, you know, you're not as good as you want to be. So, you know, I always think that, you know, I had an opportunity to still go to the NFL at that position as well and do some things. But, you know, God, you know, changed those steps in that universe. And like I said, I think I'm blessed, you know, that I was able to, you know, make that transition as smoothly as I did.
How were you able to do that, Marvin, to be able to make a position change like that and be so successful at the new position?
Man, you know, I honestly think that's where, you know, coming to Iowa, coming to a place where they first accepted that position change and were ready to help, you know, let guys that do change positions still able to make plays for their team. So I want to, like, you know, I thank Coach Ferentz, his staff, Coach Doyle for getting me in shape, as well as my receiver coach. You know, he kind of changed my mentality about football, changed how I needed to approach football in a sense of I wanted to take over, I wanted to be the best at anything. So it just allowed me to play a little better, my mentality to kind of focus in a little more.
For some reason, one of the memories when I think about you is the Insight Bowl where the camera almost comes down and hits you in the head. When you think back to that, you had to have been freaking out. I mean, that's not something you expect when you're playing football.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting it at all. I mean, the cord was, like, kind of wrapping around my arm. I felt something strong, like, pulling me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And then you hear this camera crash right next to you. And you're like, dang, I was 2 seconds away from owning ESPN. you know. you know, it was almost something that was, you know, almost really tragic in a sense. But you know, could have been well worth the hit.
From kind of a, you know, a lighthearted moment to a serious one. Today was the 2-year anniversary that Tyler Sash passed away. I know he was a teammate of yours and somebody you were fond of. Can you talk a little bit about him and his loss and what that's been like for you?
You know, me and Sash came in together during 07. We were freshmen together, and almost he was rooting for me to go to the pros, actually, my junior year when he went, because he had another year of eligibility. He was a little older, but he was like, "Mom, come on. I mean, you know, this is it, you know." And we kept in touch a lot and different things. So, man, Sash meant the world to me. I'm actually having a golf tournament in his hometown on October 6th. It's called the Tailgate Before the Tailgate. So we're having tailgate fund, golf tournament. People can sign up for the Brett Greenwood Scholarship Fund is what money is going to go to. But, man, Sash meant the world to, you know, Hawkeye fans. The fire he had to play the game and how he lit you on that sideline. I remember coming to me like, "Mark, go make a play so I can get back on this field." And, you know, those are things that, you know, I'm sure all of his teammates would say that, you know, Sash brought a love to the game that a lot of us, wanted to bring as well, wanted to have that fire, and it only made all of us better.
All right, Marvin, give us your best prediction for tomorrow, Iowa State. How do you think the game plays out?
I think we got a close game all the way to the fourth. I think during the fourth, I think you see a Iowa offense finally get their rhythm, and I think we go up by 10 to 14 points. I give it 35-21, Iowa.
All right, we appreciate it, Marvin. Enjoy the game. We'll touch base with you down the road. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys.
Former Iowa wide receiver Marvin McNutt joining us on the program there, and you've got the numbers in front of you. You take a look at what he meant to the program on the field, 2,861 career receiving yards. He's right there, number three, with 170 career receptions behind two other players that have played for Kirk Ferentz. And
most yards in a single season.
And single season receiving yard leader. Hard to believe. It's a guy who came to Iowa out of the state of Missouri as a quarterback, switched positions, and left the school 4 years later as one of the best players to ever put on a Hawkeye uniform and put those types of numbers up.
Yeah, he was raw when he first moved over to that position, but Iowa needed receivers at that point, and like he said, Ricky had taken control of the job in 2008, and really, really did a nice job of you know, perfecting that craft and just being a weapon for Iowa. And that Michigan State game, I think that's the one that, you know, that was that game where they needed a play at the end to keep the role going, and he delivered.
We are going to continue to touch base with former Hawkeye football players all throughout the season here on Fridays in the 6 o'clock hour. Again, a big thank you to Steve Anderson and the folks over at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for sponsoring the big hour here as we make our way toward 7 o'clock. And high school football on the way tonight, a couple games for you at KGYM, including Cedar Rapids Jefferson. They will be at Linmar. Scott Yunash on the call there, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And Alex Kuhn in West Branch tonight at the Little Rose Bowl, Oliphant Field, as the Bears play host to Jessup. Again, both of those broadcasts begin at 7 o'clock tonight. Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Where will the Cy-Hawk Trophy reside for the next 12 months, Iowa City or Ames? Vote now, KGYMradio.com, and a big thank you to our friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. We'll get updated results. Last time we took a peek, 80% of folks voting in the poll question said they thought Iowa City was going to be home of the Cy-Hawk Trophy for the next 364 days. We'll find out tomorrow. Kickoff set for 11:01 at Jack Trice Stadium on ESPN2. Jason Benetti on the call. You can hear the Cyclone Radio Network broadcast with John Walters. Their pregame begins at 9 a.m. on 1600 a.m. We'll have Hawkeye pre- and postgame coverage for you on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. It's Before the Boom tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and then post-game coverage from the KGYM studios immediately after the game is over on After the Final Gun, again on both of our FM frequencies. 6:23, quick timeout. Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way. We'll take your predictions for Iowa, Iowa State tomorrow, as well as take a look ahead to what's going on around the rest of the Big Ten this week two of the college football season. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing on from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City after this break.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at kgymradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City. Driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips. Visit lindertire.com for great tire and service specials.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Gotten your tickets yet for this year's Steaks and Stilettos? It's September 30th at the DoubleTree by Hilt. Come support the 2017 Cedar Valley Habitat for Humanity Women Build and enjoy dinner, specialty stiletto cakes, silent auction, and a live burlesque show by the Va-Va-Boom.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list, done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in, like, 20 minutes?
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. This football season, add sizzle to the game. La Cantina would be happy to cater your tailgate. Or reserve La Cantina's party room and watch the action on their big screen while you crunch, sip, and cheer. La Cantina makes every football game a winner. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
6:27. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. 7:49 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Still about 30 minutes to go in happy hour. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. Big thank you to our road trip sponsor, Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. It's not going to have much of a game day feel here in Iowa City tomorrow, but with the Cy-Hawk game on the road in Ames. But for those of you making the trip over, Iowa State reminding you, as they do every year, you should know by now, but they still remind you anyway, leave early. Can you think of a more? Can you think of another road trip where the traffic is more of a nightmare than the semi-annual trip to Ames? It just seems you come in on 30, you can come in on 35, it doesn't matter. You're going to be sitting almost parked for quite a while.
The only one that may compare is State College. But when I've gone to those games, I've stayed in town, but I've heard the traffic trying to get into that town is bad. But, yeah, Ames is not pleasant to get in and out of.
The last time I was in State College, I was with the Daily Iowan, and we weaseled a ride to the hotel from you and your dad. You remember that?
That's right. That's when we were staying in the bowling alley.
A million years ago, the Ramada. The Ramada that had the doors that entered from the parking lot.
Yes.
That was pretty, and P.J. Harrigan's was the hotel bar. I will never, ever forget that. I also have not forgotten. We need to send it back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Colonels used a six-run fourth inning to power their way to a 7-3 victory over Kane County last night, clinching that Western Division quarterfinal series and advancing to the championship series for the fourth year in a row. That series will begin on the road against either the Peoria Chiefs or the Quad Cities River Bandits on Saturday night. The Iowa women's basketball team had its BTN schedule released, showing 7 appearances on the network in the upcoming season, beginning with Iowa hosting Florida State on November 30th. Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller also had quite the performance in another minor league postseason series, as he threw a complete game one-hitter in an Eastern League semifinal victory for the Altoona Curve. The second-ranked prospect in the Pirates organization needed only 90 pitches and became the first player in the AA affiliate's history to face the minimum over 9 innings. Tonight after the show, we've got another full slate of high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Linmar. That will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And we'll have Alex Kuhn leading the call for Jessup at West Branch on 106.3 FM. When all that's over, catch up with the action from around the state with the Scoreboard Show on all 3 KGYM frequencies. If you haven't heard by now, Iowa and Iowa State are playing the Cy-Hawk game tomorrow in Ames, so tune into KGYM prior to the game to hear the KGYM crew break down the matchup on Before the Boom, beginning at 9 o'clock on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
You'll get a little taste of what's to come in just a few minutes. Rob Howe and I will do just that as we step aside from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. When we come back, Iowa State, 11:01 kickoff tomorrow. We'll tell you what to expect, what we expect, and we want to know what you're looking forward to seeing. 319-366-1600. It's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Share your thoughts about this year's Cy-Hawk game with us, and we'll share those on the air with everybody else. The Todd Brummel Camp Show continuing on towards 7 o'clock tonight. We will return after this.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, alarm and reach. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2GB plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss...
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper!
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo!
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling to some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some at your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it!
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave!
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Dad, we talk a lot about sports.
Yes, we do.
And food.
Yep.
And sometimes even health.
That is true.
In a recent survey, the Cleveland Clinic found that today's fathers and sons are talking more about their health than previous generations, but there's still a conversation gap around below-the-belt issues.
Cleveland Clinic wants to remind all men to mention it to their doctor.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation.
And they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it. It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There's a big game in Ames tomorrow, and we'll have it broken down all for you on 106.3, 107.5 FM, the Before the Boom program coming your way at 9 a.m. Cyclone fans, you can tune in at 9 a.m. on 1600 a.m. as well. You'll hear John Walters and the pregame call on the Cyclone Radio Network. A big thank you to Lisa Nolan Real Estate for sponsoring Iowa State coverage this year. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com joining me in the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement here in Iowa City. A big thank you to Steve Anderson and his crew over there for bringing you an inside look at the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones tomorrow. And I think even though you're only here for an hour and a half every Friday, you're probably a lot like Alex and I in the point that we're just ready to see this game played tomorrow.
Yeah, kind of like last week where we're ready for the season just to get started after the off season. Going over all of the topics of the offseason, I think it's time to play this game as well. And at least on paper, it looks like it's as evenly matched a contest as we've gone into in quite a while.
I asked this question of a couple people this week, and so I'll ask you, which team did we learn more about last Saturday? Iowa State beating UNI or Iowa in its win over Wyoming?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wrote in my preview that I don't think we learned a lot about either team, to be honest with you. I didn't see the Iowa State game. I don't have whatever channels that
is. It was on a Mediacom. Yeah, I found a bar that had it on. That was the best of both worlds for me.
I was going to charge Hawkeye Nation, just throw it on the card and get the Cyclone TV, but then I was watching Alabama and Florida State, and I was like, yeah, the heck with it. But I followed along on Twitter and obviously looked at the statistics and read stories and things like that, and seems like they were opportunistic, especially early on with the two pick sixes, and made some big plays in the game. And I think that's probably what they'll have to do tomorrow, too, because I think Iowa's better on both sides of the ball up front.
Where is this game won? for the Hawkeyes tomorrow?
I think that's where it's won, up front. I think if they can run the ball, and I'm sure Iowa State will load the box and try to make Nate Stanley beat them, but I think Wyoming did that, and Iowa was still able to grind it out. And I think that's what they'll want to do again, just grind it out, run the football, take pressure off of Stanley, and keep Iowa State's offense off the field as much as possible.
Okay, so then where is it lost, in your opinion?
I think if they can't run the football and you put Stanley in a position where he's got to win the football game, and then conversely, I think if Iowa State's relatively inexperienced offensive line can hold up against Iowa's what looked like an impressive defensive line last week with a deep rotation that keeps guys fresh, if Jacob Park gets time to throw against Iowa's young secondary with a 6'5 and a 6'6 receiver, that's trouble.
The other thing is they can't turn the ball over. Correct. On the road. Nate Stanley didn't exactly do the best job of protecting it against Wyoming last week, and Kirk Ferentz was pretty plain on Tuesday and on Saturday after the game. You can't teach that in practice. You're not going to let your guys hit the quarterback. The only way that you can get used to that is taking hits in a game. And when you think about it, Stanley didn't take any last year as a true freshman. He played sparingly. So he hasn't been hit in a game situation since he was in high school 2 years ago. Where does Iowa State have its best chance for success tomorrow against the Hawkeyes?
I'm kind of repeating myself, but I think they have to be able to stop the run. Their defense gave up, almost 6 yards a carry to Northern Iowa, gave up a lot of over 400 yards of offense. Northern Iowa was able to run the ball. They can't allow Iowa to control the clock and control the game, because if they're able to run the ball, that's what Iowa will do. There's no need to go to the air if you can run it.
42-3 last year, Matt Vandenberg had a big game on the field and then proposed to his now wife afterwards. Who's the star for Iowa, the MVP tomorrow if the Hawkeyes win?
I think it's going to be Wadley. I think not only can they use him in the running game, obviously, but we saw him a little bit in the slot last week. If Iowa State is aggressive on defense, which they usually are, and do some blitzes, and blitz Stanley and try to give him some different looks, I think he can use Wadley in that passing game as well. I think Iowa State's got to adjust to take Noah Fant away. He obviously had – he didn't call it a breakout game Saturday, but he proved to be a considerable weapon for Iowa last week, and I think Iowa State will look to take him away. So they're going to have some receivers make some plays as well.
Does Alan Lazard get his yards tomorrow against the Iowa defense? It seems Iowa sometimes will surrender yards to the better running backs and receivers that it plays and shut everybody else out. And it's very hard to keep Alan Lazard at bay.
Yeah, and he's going to be a tough matchup for Iowa's cornerbacks, young cornerbacks. He's big and strong and physical. And again, I don't think Iowa State's going to have a ton of success running the ball. Montgomery's a good back, though. If the line can open just enough, give him enough daylight, I think he can make some yards. But I think Iowa State's going to have to throw the football to win.
Matt Campbell says he sees a little Kareem Hunt in David Montgomery. He had Kareem Hunt at Toledo,
right,
who had a tremendous game last night. Fumbled the very first carry in the NFL, and then there was no looking back as the Chiefs beat the Patriots. Before we continue to take a look around the Big Ten, are you a Led Zeppelin fan?
I am.
You are? Get the Lead Out. The American Led Zeppelin is coming to the Paramount Theater next Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and we've got tickets to give away right now. Caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. You get our final pair of tickets to Get the Lead Out. You can learn more by going to our website, kgymradio.com. That's a 7 o'clock concert next Thursday night at the Paramount in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets available online through their website, or you can stop by the Paramount box office. One game in the Big
I'm
Ten.
I'm not eligible to win.
You're not eligible to win. Sorry.
Again.
But if nobody comes by and picks them up, I'll hook you up. One game in the Big Ten tonight. That's Ohio at Purdue. Everything else is tomorrow. The marquee game is clearly Ohio State at Ohio State, although that game has lost a little bit of its luster with Bob Stoops not on the sideline. It's still the players that have to play the game and not the coaches. Other games around the Big Ten tomorrow that may pique your interest?
Northwestern at Duke. That's one that kind of stands. This may be the third year in a row they've played, at least the second year in a row they've played. And Duke's kind of one of those sneaky ACC teams that's gotten better under Cutliff and can be dangerous at times. And I think this will be a good – because Northwestern struggled that first week. It'll be interesting to see if they can put a full game together down in North Carolina.
My two are played late at night, and one of them is the late afternoon game, Nebraska at Oregon, which is set for a 3:30 kickoff. Nebraska is a 2-touchdown underdog in that game, but I don't think Oregon is all that fantastic of a football team this year, and I want to see if the Huskers can go out there in a very difficult place to play and win at Autzen Stadium and at least keep that game close, keep it within that 14-point margin. Nebraska, one of those teams along with Iowa and a couple others that are going to be chasing Wisconsin this year in the Big Ten West. The Badgers, by the way, at home against Florida Atlantic tomorrow on the Big Ten Network. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff.
You know, people, not to interrupt, but I will interrupt, people were rocking on Iowa's schedule. The Badgers open up with Utah State and who is it? Florida Atlantic?
Florida Atlantic, back to back.
So I know they play LSU and they've got some big ones, but it's not like they're going out there and playing three Power Five giants.
For every big game that you've got a Florida Atlantic. And
what's his name at Florida Atlantic?
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, is that
yeah,
him?
Okay. Right? Yeah. FAU, the Owls.
Yeah.
Certainly picking a good time to get out of the state of Florida. The other game, I will stay up late and watch at least part of this, even though I'm going to be tired getting home from Ames. Minnesota at Oregon State.
You love you some Row the Boat.
I love me P.J. Fleck and Minnesota because I think they do have a chance to be a thorn in Iowa's side. And if they get good, then that's trouble for Iowa and Kirk Ferentz. And they were anything but awe-inspiring last week against Buffalo in the opener. Granted, it was a Thursday night game, and it was the first game of the year. They won 17-7. I want to see what they do on the road against a Power 5 team, but not a great Power 5 team in Oregon State, which, as I mentioned, is a two-point favorite. And if Minnesota struggles again against Oregon State, then I think maybe we can pump the brakes a little bit on the P.J. Fleck hype.
We can admit that the boat may be taking on some water if they have troubles in Corvallis. And it probably comes down similar with Iowa. They have two really, really good running backs. It's a matter of if they can throw the ball.
And you could maybe draw a parallel, depending on how this game plays out for Minnesota, to Matt Campbell at Iowa State last year, as Kirk Ferentz pointed out. 42-3 in the second game of the year, and you looked at where they were at in game 12, they had made a ton of improvement. And I think when you look at Minnesota, though, that's a team that won, 9-10 games and a bowl game a year ago. So this was not your typical first-year coach taking over a program. So maybe P.J. Fleck doesn't deserve as much of the benefit of the doubt. A couple other Power 5 non-conference games. Indiana is at Virginia on ESPNU. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Indiana opened up against Ohio State last week, and for two quarters and change looked really good, and then they looked like Indiana football. So I'll be interested to see whether or not they can rebound and go on the road and make a game of it at Virginia. And then Penn State at home against Pitt. That's a rivalry game, but Penn State's favored by 21 points. Pitt looked pretty bad last week against a non-FBS opponent. And James Franklin, Penn State, I have a feeling, are looking to build off that Rose Bowl year a year ago and make a statement. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them completely run up the score there if possible.
Pitt won that last year, correct?
They did. That was Penn State's only loss, right? Before going to the Rose Bowl and losing, 52-49, I think, was the final score and what was probably the most entertaining of any of the bowl games. Now, other than that, there's not much else going on in the Big Ten tomorrow. Maryland is playing Towson. Cincinnati is at Michigan. You've got Western Michigan at Michigan State. That's a close game in Las Vegas. I think it's a 7-point spread. And if Michigan State's going to turn things around and rebound this year, that's a game that they need to put in the win column. That's no doubt about it.
That's a key game for them. Western Michigan gave USC all they could handle last week.
And that's another key point. I want to see whether or not Western Michigan can continue the momentum.
Because they're still rowing the boat.
They're still rowing the boat, even though the guy with the oars is in the Twin Cities. And another directional Michigan school. Big week for the directional Michigan schools against the Big Ten. Eastern Michigan is at Rutgers. And anytime I look and see Rutgers is favored by 5.5 points, you know the level of competition that they're facing. So I don't know much about Eastern Michigan, but I know if Rutgers is favored by 5.5 points, they probably can't be very good.
Who's Illinois have?
They've got Western Kentucky.
Ah, okay.
The Hilltoppers.
It's a pretty good program.
Go to Champaign.
That's where Brom left there to go to Purdue. So
yes.
So it's kind of similar to what, you know, with Fleck leaving Western Michigan. Both those guys left some pretty good teams behind them.
So let's circle back to Purdue because, as we mentioned, they host Ohio tonight. Jeff Brom's first game at Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette. 7 o'clock kickoff on FS1. Friday Night Football and Fox Sports 1 going hand-in-hand together. It's just sort of the new world that we live in, although I kind of am looking forward to leaving here and going home and watching a little Big Ten football. So maybe I'm changing my opinion on Friday night Big Ten, as long as it doesn't involve Iowa. Probably the first time it involves Iowa, I'll go back to hating it. They looked not terrible last week at Lucas Oil Stadium against Louisville. And Louisville under Bobby Petrino, always a program that can move the ball and put up points. Do you think Jeff Brom can get Purdue back to playing the level of football that it was at when Joe Tiller was there? Maybe not peak Joe Tiller with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
But Purdue was a respectable team that was winning 7, sometimes 8 games a year and made life tough when you played them.
He's got a chance. I mean, he did some wonderful things at Western Kentucky. I think he's a great offensive mind. The key for them, Todd, is being able to keep guys, you know, Indiana as a whole is a pretty good, it's known for high school basketball, but it's pretty strong in high school football as well. And as we know, Iowa's gone in there and you know, picked them pretty clean, guys that were on that level that could go to Indiana or go to Purdue, that, you know, and even, you know, DJ Johnson picked Iowa over Notre Dame. They've got to recruit better. That was the key. Daryl Hazel wasn't able to recruit. Danny Hope wasn't able to recruit. They've got to get better players. But I think he has a system that can work and work in the Big Ten if he can get the players to up the level of talent, I should say.
Chad in Central City deserves our congratulations. He is our winner of the Get the Let Out ticket, so it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to hook you up with any free tickets tonight. 6:50. We're going to step aside and take a final break tonight. When we come back, Kyle will have one last Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and we'll take a peek around the not only the college football landscape, but Major League Baseball as well. Lots of games underway, and get you ready for high school football coming your way on the gym tonight. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to progressivecommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-638-0722. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-638-0727 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-638-0727 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-638-0727.
6:53, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. High school football on the way, but before we get there, I'm going to send it back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night.
The Colonels used a 6-run fourth inning to power their way to a 7-3 victory over Kane County last night, clinching that Western Division quarterfinal series and advancing to the championship series for the fourth year in a row. That series will begin on the road against either the Peoria Chiefs or the Quad Cities River Bandits on Saturday night. The Iowa women's basketball team had its BTN schedule released, showing 7 appearances on the network in the upcoming season, beginning with Iowa hosting Florida State on November 30th. Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller also had quite the performance in another minor league postseason series as he threw a complete game one-hitter in an Eastern League semifinal victory for the Altoona Curve. The second-ranked prospect in the Pirates organization needed only 90 pitches and became the first player in the AA affiliate's history to face the minimum over 9 innings. Tonight after the show, we've got another full slate of high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Linmar. That will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And we'll have Alex Kuhn leading the call for Jessup at West Branch on 106.3 FM. When all that's over, catch up with the action from around the state with the Scoreboard Show on all 3 KGYM frequencies. If you haven't heard by now, Iowa and Iowa State are playing the Cy-Hawk game tomorrow in Ames, so tune in to KGYM prior to the game to hear the KGYM crew break down the matchup on Before the Boom, beginning at 9 o'clock on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Have you made your prediction for tomorrow's game? Have you made it public yet?
Yes, I published my preview and prediction on Wednesday.
Iowa 55-0, right?
There are some people on my board that took offense with me having Iowa winning 23-17. How could it be that close? This thing is so lopsided.
Okay, I had not seen that. We have the same final score, but I've got the other team winning.
Ooh, that'll go over well.
Well, and I said earlier you're between a rock and a hard place because if you pick Iowa to win the game, everybody says you're a homer. And if you don't, the majority of the people that listen to the program here in Eastern Iowa, you upset them and alienate them. So this really is the game that I wish I didn't have to pick. But I give a prediction, and then I let everybody know a reminder every year. It's just a prediction.
Is it a feel? I mean, what
it's just
what
a feel. Look, I've seen plenty of good Iowa football teams go to Ames and struggle and not win. And I don't think that Iowa State team's a pushover this year. And plus, I think Matt Campbell and the coaching staff have had this circled fairly or not since that 42-3 game last year. He needs a statement win. I'm not going to be heartbroken if the team out east and all of that stuff blows back in their face and backfires on them. Let's put it that way. Because I don't appreciate that aspect being brought into the rivalry. It's just, you know, Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler, that was the team up north. Yeah. This is just sort of sounds like a knockoff of that. Plus, it's Iowa and you're Iowa State, and Iowa is in your name, so you don't want to say, won't go there. 23-17, I've got Iowa State winning this game, and I can't wait for the blowback from that prediction, especially if Iowa goes on the road and wins by a couple touchdowns. They are favored by 2.5 points tomorrow. High school football on the way for you. We'll take you there in just a couple seconds. Join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. on our FM frequencies for Before the Boom We'll get you ready for everything in Ames, and then the minute that the game is over, join us back on the FMs for After the Final Gun. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified